Podcast is the AngloGold Ashanti Annual Report podcast series. Let's hear now from Charles Carter, EVP Strategy, AngloGold Ashanti. Charles, Project One is obviously the bedrock on which the company's improved operating performance is built. Could you explain in layman's terms exactly what Project One is?
Lindsay, it's a business improvement program designed to support employees in their work, and it really has two components. First, properly scoping each of the work elements that drive value, and we use data to analyze variability in the process, and then putting in place steps to reduce this variability, which in turn drives improved efficiency in the process, and this we call our business process framework, or BPF. And the second element linked to this is a people focus that seeks to build a working environment based on accountability and trust. Here we look at organizational structure, role accountability, and matching employee capability to role complexity with a focus on building really effective working relationships.
Is it correct to say that this is an effort, a systemic effort, to modernize the mining business and pinching best practice, if that's the right word, from leading manufacturers who already have it in place?
I think the short answer would be yes. I mean, it is about more efficient systems, but it does have a human dynamic at the heart of it. And that's employees who are committed and engaged, treating each other with dignity and respect, and taking account for the outcomes they can impact. So it's not just about an assembly line that produces widgets. But we do take from the manufacturing sector their focus on the disciplines of the work process, particularly the use of data to analyze how to further optimize a process, and the constant desire to make improvements by understanding what exactly causes instability or inefficiency in a work cycle.
You were talking about people, and people are the heart of any business, of course, even in this modern era. It's a vast business, AngloGold Ashanti, 60,000 people, almost 10 countries, 20 mines, dozens more exploration sites all over the world, and to top it off, several different language groups. How big of a challenge is this diversity when you're looking to roll out an operating model that sort of covers everyone?
Well, I mean, absolutely. The breadth and depth of the rollout means that you have to take time. This means that, you know, arguably some investors in our business who are fixated on quarterly step changes do get impatient. But, you know, we've seen Project One already deliver $750 million of cash flow improvement over the last 3 years through increased tonnage throughputs, improved recoveries, and actual cost savings. So we are getting tangible results. But our focus is on getting operating teams to own the change management intervention, which again is about taking time to get buy-in, because the true value add is driven by the team on the ground, reflecting on how they make their daily tasks safer and more efficient. And, you know, this is not a formulaic approach, but rather it's about unlocking human potential and, in a sense, reducing management interference in how work gets done.
Is this an internal process implemented by your own people, or are you outsourcing this to, for example, a large consultancy?
I mean, this is very much our own process. We've used a couple of individual experts on BPF. We've used Mick McAleer as an external consultant to help design and mentor the teams and bring them up the learning curve. And then on the people side, on the SPE focus, we've used Michelle Desjardins in our early work on introducing requisite systems to the organizational design in the business. And, you know, absolutely, from time to time, we draw on any number of expert advice to solve for very particular problems that we encounter. But the core approach is to use our own employees to to reposition the business, which is great for individual career growth, and perhaps more importantly for sustainability of a process that is really getting embedded in the internal DNA of the business.
Are you on time with this one, Project One, that is?
Well, I think we went for a phased rollout. Very incremental approach, that where we had a couple of test sites and then we learned from there. So we're broadly on schedule, but it does take sizable effort to really get buy-in and get ownership on the ground. And certainly, you know, I've alluded to the $750 million cash flow impact, so that's ahead of plan. But, you know, we're part way through probably a 5-year rollout.
Risk analysis is another one of the briefs and a relatively new discipline for AngloGold Ashanti in its current formalized structure. How important is this for a mining company that is, quite frankly, and as we said before, a multinational concern?
Well, any globally diverse mining business like ours is in the business of risk management, not least because with the identification and mitigation of risk comes the opportunity to drive value creation. So it's a key part of what we do. But again, you know, this is not about an auditing process per se, but it's more about how individuals think about their work environment and take accountability for making a difference. You know, I don't think any risk officer sleeps easily at night unless they join on multiple perspectives of the business. And so we do that with our board of directors through to operating teams across all the disciplines that work in the business. And we also go outside our industry to tap diverse perspectives of the changing world in which we compete. So, you know, it's a sizable intervention, but again, it's very much people awareness focused more than it is walking around with a checkboard of, you know, what's going on around us.
So it's not just mining and geological risk. When we talk about risk, does it extend itself to other areas?
Absolutely. I mean, our risk management system covers all aspects of the business globally, across multiple different dimensions. You know, that's from, for example, banking, counterparty risk in our treasury, through to tailing dam pit stability analysis. And again, you know, this is all about getting people in the business to have a perspective on risk and how they look at things. So, you know, very multi-dimensional.
Business planning, obviously a key accountability for you with such a concerted push to modernise every aspect of your rapidly expanding business. How has that planning process changed since AngloGold Ashanti's new strategy was launched? Goodness me, it was back in 2008, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we're 4 years into it now. And I think there again, you know, I think what's interesting is clustered in my accountability is business strategy, business planning, risk, and investor relations. And what you get with that integration is you get the voice of the owners and the competition for capital talking into the business, which is a critical perspective. And then we've really worked hard on integrating into our planning processes risk awareness and a real strategic perspective on long-term intervention in the business, not you know, short-term budget requirements. So, you know, I feel hugely blessed with being able to manage that integrated process. And each one of them, including business planning, has really been about getting buy-in bottom-up and ownership of change in the business. So very people-focused, you know, as well as having some very hard edges to the performance required.
Finally, Charles, Mark Cutifani, your CEO, has often said that before 2008, the number we spoke about, AngloGold Ashanti has missed guidance on costs and production for 17 consecutive quarters. Quite a brutal statement, but obviously very productive now because your track record has improved vastly since then. How much of that has to do with the improved planning we've been alluding to?
Well, I think, you know, planning in a mining business like ours, which is hugely diverse operationally, you know, both in terms of technical aspects as well as geographic and cultural, is only as good as the people on the ground who own the problem. So if planning is felt to be imposed or it's a target that is derived from the CEO or the market or somebody else, it really is a very tough target to hit. So you've got to really work hard to get people in operations to define their own targets, to put challenges to them that are realistic, and if you can get that buy-in and ownership and motivation to make a difference, then it's not by chance that you deliver on your expectations to the market.
Charles, thanks so much for your time. That's Charles Carter, EVP Strategy at your company, AngloGold Ashanti.